Hey, everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, Jennifer Lopez was a hustler, baby, at the box office. We're going to break down how Hustler did, as well as everything else, next on Box Office Breakdown.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. This is the show where we look back at the box office that was, and then we...
Prognosticate.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That. By the box office that lie ahead, I am Frank Moran.
And I am Ryan Nilsson, and I am so happy to join you today.
So excited. We took him from, off screen from last week to now. His face is in front of the camera. Mm. Stakes are higher. He's gonna bask in some glory in a minute. We'll get to that in a second.
But from behind the camera to in front of the camera.
That's right. Look at that.
Yes.
This is time in the spotlight, folks. Let's take it easy on him. But making us look good, sound even better, is Bree in the booth.
Hey, everybody.
Look at that.
Happy to be back.
B. Phipps.
Happy to have you back. And as always, folks, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give it a thumbs up while you're there. And, the chat is up and running. But, Ryan, if they're watching it through Stream Live, what can they do?
You guys can go onto the Popcorn Talk YouTube and watch the playback. You can also go on iTunes and listen to the audio version or Spotify or any place you will get your podcasts. Please thumbs up, comment, like, subscribe.
Love it. So we're going to be breaking down this week's box office. We'll also have some discussion about Hustlers as well as Ad Astra. We might get a little spoiler filled, so we'll save those in-depth spoiler points till the end of the episode to give you an opportunity to bail out if you don't want anything spoiled for you. But in the meantime, let's dive into this week's box office here. Coming in number one was It.
It 2.
Yes.
Again, there for a go. Second time. Two weeks in a row.
Made another $40.7 million.
That's a lot. It's a drop off, but that's a strong second week.
It is. And, I got a chance to see a screening of Ad Astra. And then afterwards, I was like... maybe I'll just go in and hop into It for a little bit.
You went back in.
So I went in and watched the tail end of It.
You snuck in?
Yeah. So pretty much right after the kid in the funhouse gets...
oh, my gosh.
Gets his...
gets...
yes.
Gets funhoused.
And, it's... I still felt like the ending was kind of lackluster.
It's like a Return of the King ending. You got so many. I think, Return of the King had 3 movies to justify that. This had 2. So, they could have tightened it up a little bit. For me, it's still that part in the middle where we see every single flashback back to back, as opposed to, I wish they sort of montaged that or maybe made each one 25% shorter. I just, after the first two, I'm like, we're going to see all 6.
Let's get ready,
we're
folks.
We're going to see all 6 of these guys. So, it's a little too long. I still enjoyed, though. And I was really satisfied with It, too.
Basically, they kind of do what they did in the first film, the way to take down Pennywise in the second film, where they just stand up to him. They're not going to be afraid anymore. And I felt like it was so fast. Seeing it again, I was like, this just seems such a quick turn from I am terrified of you. You look incredibly monstrous to no, I'm not going to be afraid of you. And you're immediately going to be weakened, Pennywise.
See, I thought the stakes were a little different now that they're adults and the meaning of them getting together. But I think that reflected in this box office in that this is a horror movie that the first iteration, number one, made box office history. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest R rating opening for a horror movie. That was monumental. And it went on for weeks, all the way through Halloween, from what I remember. So I'm going to be really interested to see how long this one kind of stays in the limelight. It's so long. I think that's going to, I think that might push some viewers away from going back to it here and there. And I think what you said is completely valid. I think some people might not even go a second time. I know people who went to It 1 a few times just because it's a tight, really well-crafted, constructed horror film. Whereas this really relies that you've seen that one. And it's so long. Once it's over, you're like, I got it. I don't really need to go back again. I'm surprised you even went back into the theater.
Yeah, I was I guess I should just check it out and see what's going on.
But you didn't pay, did you? So, that's the thing, though, because I don't know if I would pay to go see this again.
No, I would not.
In the theater. I think one is enough.
Yes.
And that's going to maybe reflect in the box office.
But if you're Warner Brothers and you've got this, this film is, this story is 2 films. Mm. But you see how successful this franchise has done.
Right.
Do you start thinking, how is there some way that we can do a prequel or something to tap into this?
Ooh, a prequel would be neat. I think this shows, again, Stephen King, his his books are just so great for film mm-hmm. most of the time. Obviously, there's a few exceptions. But this is a classic example of, like, Stephen King horror sells always. We got Dr. Sleep coming out later this year. I think that's going to do great. Ewan McGregor, he's just a bankable writer. And his stuff's very adaptable for the screen. And so I think that might be the message they take away from it. Like, more Stephen King horror. Maybe even, like, an iteration down the road that's mixed up with a few of his other books. I know a few years ago that Dark Tower movie that was so disappointing didn't do well at the box office. But I think for how much money they put into that movie, they still made it back. So I don't know. I think it just goes to show that Stephen King is a bankable writer.
But I also feel like his books are so dense and so long that I don't know if film is the best way to see it. I think his
series.
I think adaptations into miniseries
have seemed
to be more successful. I mean, I know they've been doing Mr. Mercedes. That's going into its third season, so they've been doing that. The Institute, that's going to be a limited series as well.
Remake
on CBS All Access. So I'm wondering if TV, or at least a streaming platform, is a better medium to adapt Stephen King than a film.
It's a great question. I mean, I think you make more money with the two movies. Because some people were saying, well, could it have been a series? I think that would have been like a special four-part series, and I don't know if you would have got the budget to really pull off a lot of the special effects that you could with a movie for that type of thing. But then again, it's that awkward medium. It's just mm-hmm. who's directing it? How's it done? How's it being adapted? I was satisfied with this adaptation. I really enjoyed it. Plus, we already got a TV adaptation of the It series, so I didn't think we really needed that. So I think, yeah, point taken. And for all we know, you know, Dr. Sleep might say the same thing. They did a miniseries of The Shining for TV, like a TV movie version. And I still think that's solid. His stuff is just, it's so rich with story and mm-hmm. character. That's what's so great about it. It can be adapted in many different ways. Sometimes it can be botched, though, in many different ways.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two this week is one of the two new films that came out, Hustlers, Jennifer Lopez, overperforming to industry expectations there. They're expecting maybe $25 million, came in at $33.2 million.
That's really good. That's one of her highest openings, right?
Yeah. I mean, they came in at number two, so.
And I'm just saying, I think I called that.
Yeah, that was the summary of our box office bet, and our boy Ryan, we wanted him to be on camera to really bask in this. Bet $29 million on this.
Don't underestimate the Hustlers.
No, that's true. Amy Cassandra came in second with $37 million. I came up with a short straw at 13.2. I went really low, guys. Really, really low.
This movie, I feel like, has gotten so much attention just in the past week. I didn't even heard of it before I went and saw It Too. The trailer was in front of It Too, and I was like, whoa, there's a new J-Lo movie. I feel like they played the game of, let's just hold back, and then like a few days before, maybe within 10 days before the release, let's really pump out the advertising for this, because I don't think many people were aware of it. It was also at the festivals, so it was mm-hmm. getting some reviews, fresh reviews there, and I think they had confidence in it to wait and then display it at a festival. I mean, when you don't have confidence in your movie, you're not going to put it there.
I went and saw it because I knew I was losing. So I was like, all right, I got to go check this out.
Nice.
The film is okay.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I will be honest. And Jennifer Lopez, very fun in the movie to watch.
Mm.
I mean, she is very entertaining to watch. And you're like, all right, yes, she's bringing that star power to this role. And people have compared it to the Matthew McConaughey role in Magic Mike. I don't necessarily, I mean, I can see from like an elder statesman sort of kind of mentor kind of aspect. I see the similarities, but I feel like the characters, their arcs are much different in the two films.
Well, it's based off of an article in a magazine, right?
Yes.
And it's a true story mm-hmm. for the most part. I know that the people it's based off of were known to lie a lot. So maybe some details in the story, for all we know, aren't true. But I know it's based off a true story. It's the Wall Street investors who go to a nightclub and they steal the money, right?
The Scores in New York. So
wow, and that's a great premise, and it looked good. It didn't look. This is what I'll say. I think a movie like this, it's very easy for it to look like something it's not, like get a little cheap, a little surface level story. From that trailer, there was enough story and intrigue that it separated from the rest. I had Focus vibes from the Will Smith and Margot Robbie movie. Okay. That's what it kind of reminded me of, but with a, you know, Magic Mike spin a little bit. And I love those types of movies. Those little, like, gambling heist, trickery characters who maybe get in too deep and then get caught. Like, I love that type of stuff. And I don't know. I think this movie did a great job advertising last minute. It's all anyone seemed to talk about. We even had an Anatomy of a Movie on it last week. So it kind of, I'm not saying it came out of nowhere, but I'm saying it really blew up at the right spot.
I saw Crazy Rich Asians and I enjoyed the film, and I like Constance Wu in that film. Mm-hmm. I did not enjoy her in Hustlers.
Really?
Yeah, and she's basically our through line through the film.
Oh, wow.
I just did not enjoy her performance at all. I felt she was like, I don't know, I didn't think that she held up in comparison to some of the other actors. So.
She's in the trailer, but she doesn't have a lot of dialogue in the trailer. But they might be trying to make her a star with those two movies.
I would think so. I was
a little underwhelmed.
Yeah, underwhelmed by her performance. I enjoyed Lily Reinhart more, even though she didn't have as much screen time. And Jennifer Lopez was great. But Constance Wu, I thought, was just kind of the weak point for me.
That's a big win, though, for J-Lo. She's getting award buzz from this. I haven't seen it. Do you even think that's possible? Or
I don't even know. Like, I watched this film and I'm like, she's fun to watch in this film, but I don't know if I'd be like, yeah, she deserves an Oscar for this performance.
We'll get into this a little later, but do you think this has staying power?
I went to a, was it 10:45 screening on Friday night, and it was packed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So. I mean, based on that, I think it did a great weekend. Certainly overperformed.
Nice.
I will be curious to see how much of a drop it does next week.
That's great. I'm looking in the chat right now. By the way, y'all, I am in the live chat, keeping it up. We got a bunch of people commenting on the box office. BlackRock 316. What movies do you like, Frank?
That's true.
Do Frank like? And then we also have, they have it on there, but you don't have to click. Oh, what's this? Oh, they're talking about what the worst Stephen King adaptation. Some people are saying it's the recent Pet Sematary, which I didn't love. We watched that recently. I wasn't a big fan. Dark Tower was a slap in the face. Stephen King's one of my favorite authors. So, and I love the Dark Tower series. But when I saw that one, man, they botched that. So that for me is the worst one.
Yeah, but, I mean, especially when it could have been a miniseries with Ron Howard overseeing it. I was like, that would have been great. And then when it went away from that to a movie, I'm like, I don't think it's going to be as good as it could be.
Add one more thing from the chat. Adelie Cunningham. Funny, I actually preferred Constance Wu in Hustlers than Crazy Rich Asians. I've seen Crazy Rich Asians, but from what you're saying, you think she was a little weaker in Hustlers.
Yeah, she didn't really bring much to that, at least for me. She didn't bring much to that role. So as I'm watching and go through the scenes, I'm like, she seemed to me very passive in this film.
Gotcha.
And I just was not anything, and she didn't compel me, her performance didn't. So.
Interesting.
But that's just my preference there. I mean, certainly other people did enjoy this performance. So.
Certainly.
I mean, certainly there's a lot of people that went to it this weekend. So.
Right. I mean, 33 is high.
Coming in number three, Angel Has Fallen, another $4.4 million. You can see the big disparity there between 33.2 down to 4.4 for only number three at the box office.
Yeah, there's only two things in the theater, really. Angel Has Fallen, it made the bold choice of, like, you know, we're going to come out the week before Labor Day weekend, and, you know, that's sort of a dropping ground for a lot of movies. Nothing really comes out that week, usually, but they're like, we're going to own it. I mean, I think this movie, it's doing what everyone kind of thought it was going to do. Maybe even a little better than what people thought it was going to do, considering the second one had such a drop in the box office. So, I mean, there's not much to say, in my opinion. I think 4.4, that's a massive drop. It's probably out of the top five next week.
Yeah. We've got three films coming up next week, so I could see easily it's the three of these pushing these. So gone. It'll go. I think this will be the end of our Has Fallen series. I don't think it'll be a fourth.
The series has fallen.
Coming in number four, Good Boys, $4.3 million. And then rounding it out, which has had an incredible amount of staying power, has been The Lion King.
Wow.
$3.6 million.
What a success.
Yes.
What a success.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately. Because I have zero interest in seeing any more live-esque adaptations of Disney animated films.
I lean to agree with you. I think what was interesting about that Jungle Book adaptation was, I mean, that's a movie that I was really, I thought they were doing a really interesting take on it. They weren't going to do as many songs, and it was the first time we'd seen a movie that was all this technology. Mm-hmm. But we had that, the Mowgli, the human, to kind of latch on to. With The Lion King, I was just never really interested in it. Even though it has the most amazing cast, most amazing creators and filmmakers behind it, it just didn't seem to have a lot of life. I don't know if that's just because it was all computer animated. I honestly wish it was a frame for frame remake rather than, or they made it really different. Like, I think this was a weird, from what I heard, I actually didn't see it, from what I heard, it just was a little different and the changes weren't bold enough. So if you're going to do that, I wouldn't change anything or just go, you know, really go for it and change a lot.
I would agree. And that's why I am excited about Mulan. Of any of the Disney adaptations from animated films, Mulan, because they're staying away from the music, because they're going to get rid of the fanciful characters. While people love those in the original animated film, I'm excited to see what they do when they're not going to be as beholden to the source material.
I agree, and that trailer is awesome.
Yeah.
Love that trailer. Wow. Yeah, so, Mulan, can't wait.
Yeah, so I am down for that. We'll see what happens. So yeah, that was our international numbers. Now, our box office numbers. Now, I said that there was going to be... Uh-oh. Sing it, Donnie. Sing it, Donnie. It is a shame this film won't. This song will be in the film.
I think it's going to crush, especially international. I know that's we're really early predicting this. I think Mulan is going to do so well abroad, more so than any of the other Disney movies.
No, I feel like that you're right there. I mean, there was a controversy right now with the lead actor and everything that was going on with China and Hong Kong. So,
do you think they'll?
So I feel like that kind of is, as far as I know, has kind of died down since then. So I don't think that it should have too much of the impact when the film eventually comes out next year. We'll see.
Oh, man. If they don't let it release there, that'd be a problem for them money-wise.
I'm sure that they'll be able to smooth it out.
Yeah.
But no, we've, of course, look at Ryan basking in his victory from the box office bet. But the box office bet, it keeps on turning. That means we've got another bet to make this coming week for three films vying for your vote there in the chat. We've got Ad Astra, the new Brad Pitt sci-fi thriller there from Fox on 3,400 screens. Downton Abbey, the British drama now being brought to the big screen from Focus, 3,050 screens. And then lastly, we got our boy Rambo.
Blood.
That's right. From Lionsgate, 3,300 screens are for this baby.
The fifth and final chapter to the Rambo saga.
That's true. So vote away in the chat about which one of these...
Gonna fly now.
Which one of these three films you want to see us do?
I am the biggest Stallone fan on earth.
Well, there is. He's been certified as that. He does have that official title.
I cannot wait for this movie. Every time I drive here to work, or get a ride to work, my car's out of commission, I see the Rambo Last Blood poster. I see it, and I just get hyped. My heart rate skyrockets. I cannot wait. I love the chrome posters. I am psyched, and I am really curious to see how that does this weekend.
There is always the talk about, after Rambo came out, the one back in 2008, that Stallone's next Rambo film was going to be crossing over with Predator.
Oh.
Never materialized. I don't know how actually in the development process it got, how far it got in that. And now we have Rambo Last Blood, kind of tying up the story of John Rambo. How much would you have liked to have seen a Rambo versus Predator film?
I mean, we got... Obviously, they went with Alien. They crossed over with Alien. Yeah. I think that would have been really cool. Very different tone movies. You know, Arnold and the First Predator, also one of my all-time favorite movies. There is... The sci-fi is just so present, whereas... Say what you will about, you know, Rambo 2, 3, 4. The first one is a really serious movie in that it's like it's a war veteran. He's got bad flashbacks, and he's not being respected when he comes home. And in fact, he's being completely disrespected. And he kind of goes off the rails. And I think, you know, it's a blurred line. In the novel it's based off of, it's way more gray area. In this movie, it's like, oh, he had a right to do that. He had a right to, you know, rage out and react and take out these cops and hide in the woods. But it's a serious movie, and he has a really fascinating monologue at the end of the film about, you know, how just his time at war was so messed up. And I just think the tone of the two movies is so different, which I know Alien's very serious too, but it's more sci-fi. I don't think I would have liked to see that. I think that was a smart move on their part. And, you know, I think Rambo and just what they did with the Predator series, they I don't even know if they know what they're doing. So unless Arnold's in there, it would have made no sense to me.
Well, I mean, there are those that kind of goes in the what if pile along with the proposed Men in Black 21 Jump Street kind of combination where I could see the pairing of those two franchises fitting together better than I could see a Rambo Predator. Even though I'd be really interested in watching that film, I don't know if Rambo is the kind of character that could bend into that without kind of breaking the reality of that character.
Right. And I think maybe his character wouldn't be as interesting. So we need to, I don't think his character would have been as interesting with the aliens and all that.
So we got our, so start voting away there in the chat. But in the meantime, folks, while we're waiting for that sweet, sweet vote, we're going to get into next week's top five. Again, we've got Ad Astra, Downton Abbey, and Rambo Last Blood all vying for your vote there in the chat. But which one of those three do you think could topple it as number one at the box office, Ryan?
I think my heart... My heart tells me Rambo, but my head tells me Ad Astra. I think it's Ad Astra. I think that's another movie that, similar to Hustlers, really not a lot of promotion except for the past week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. And you know, this is one of the last, it's a Fox film. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the last, so it might have gotten lost in the shuffle there between Disney and Fox in that merger. But, I mean, it's a Brad Pitt movie. He opens films. He gets big box office, whether it's a war movie, whether it's a Tarantino movie, he does well. So I just don't think we can lose sight of that. It's also sci-fi. And space movies like this have been doing well for a few years. I mean, when you looking back to Christopher Nolan's Interstellar, like these movies, people get hyped for them. And I think they do really well. So I'm going to go with Ad Astra as the one that topples it.
Okay. Do you see... we've also got Downton Abbey. We cannot deny the juggernaut.
It is a juggernaut. I think it's a mini juggernaut. I think this is going to be one of the most successful TV series to come out with a movie, but I don't think it's going to be a chapter two level box office. I think this has its audience. They're going to show up. I don't think it's going to be overwhelming. This won't be a Marvel movie. I think this will be a... I think what's just going to be surprising is that it's based off a TV series and the movie's doing...
I think it might do really, really well.
Really?
Because
what's really, really well, though?
I think it'll do better than we're expecting it to do. And I think that's because my mom is so excited for this. My mom does not go see movies.
That's a good point.
She barely goes to the movies except for here and there. And she is so excited for this. And I think that there's a large portion of America that are like my mom that love this show that are going to rush to the movies to go see it.
I guess I'm thinking maybe... Worldwide box office, I think it'll do really well here. I mean, I'm already going to throw a number out there.
Oh, ooh.
I think
I'm... Well, we don't throw it, because in case that's one we vote on. There's something about this where it's, at least talking to some friends of mine that have watched the series, where they feel like the ending was kind of left them wanting. So that's why they're jazzed about this film, to have a real full closure to the story. So if they are kind of indicative of a lot of the fan base, where they're like, yeah, I really wanted to see a better ending for the story, I think they're going to be excited to go see this.
The TV show has an 8.7 out of 10 on IMDb, an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, and a 9 out of 10 on TV.com.
So here's the thing, though, with that. Breaking Bad, I'm pretty sure it's got a 9.5 on IMDb. It's got 100 on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's got everything Downton Abbey has, but I think a little bit higher. And that movie's coming out on Netflix. I don't think they had the confidence to put that in theaters. I know Netflix saved that series, and that's the reason behind it, but I feel like that's a movie that, hey, you want a really good box office, put that in theaters. If the Breaking Bad movie can't do well in theaters, they don't have the confidence in that, I don't think the Downton Abbey is going to do that well.
So you could not see something where it could be Ad Astra, Downton Abbey, It, Rambo, and then, good old Angel Has Fallen.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Angel Has Fallen in 5?
Could be. Oh, no, Hustlers.
Hustlers. No, I won't think so. I think Downton Abbey, 3 at best. 3 at best. And I don't think it'll get 3. I think it'll be 4.
I could see something where it goes Ad Astra. I'm gonna go big. I'm gonna say Downton Abbey could capture the minds. Downton Abbey, Hustlers, It, Rambo. I could see Hustlers holding a little
Rambo
strong.
Rambo at 5?
I know, it's disappointing. Oh! It is disappointing, but where do you see Rambo going?
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Do you want me to list my five?
You list your five.
All right, I got Ad Astra.
Okay.
It Chapter Two. We cannot forget the first It did so well for so long. That's what was really impressive about that movie. And it's Halloween season. Like, there's a lot of factors. It is going to have a staying power, I think. So I'm going It for number two. Number three, Rambo. I honestly think Rambo. I'm looking at what Rambo has made in the past. You know, the 2008 film did pretty well at an $18 million opening. I don't think Downton Abbey's getting more than that.
Okay.
So, and I mean, who's to say Rambo Last Blood will even make 18? I think it's going to surprise a few people. I think Rambo Last Blood has the older audience as well as like the younger audience who are maybe Stallone fans, maybe just like a little bit older than me. So yeah, I'm putting that at number three. Number four, I'll do Downton Abbey. Number five, I'll do Hustlers.
Hustlers down already at number five.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it shined brightly for one week,
bright.
And then it crashed.
Three big movies coming out.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though I was saying Downton Abbey, I don't think it's that big. It's still a big name, and I think Hustlers had its weekend.
Rambo, I could go either way. I think it could do really well, or I think it could just kind of just limp in. And I'd be disappointed if it limped in, but I just don't know with this competition.
You're scaring me.
How well it could do.
I might be thinking too much of my heart, but I'm going to own it.
No, own it. Don't,
I'm going to own it.
Guys, there you go. Right now, it looks like we have a three-way tie.
Ooh, what's in...
Because Ken Jack, the last thing I saw from Ken Jack was that it was two Downton, two for Ad Astra, and... one for Rambo, and then someone else just voted Rambo. So,
oh man,
we got three way.
Shout out to Rambo.
Oh, look at this.
Shout out to Rambo. So,
I don't know how we want to break the tie.
I want to bet on Rambo or Downton Abbey. Those are the two because, like, I think it's really interesting. The two
Frank
huge
did
scenarios.
See Ad Astra, so that, I guess.
Well, that's true. I did see Ad Astra, guys. And,
I mean, do we? I think it's gonna be number one.
Well, let's you know,
oh,
because
Brian, you're getting a challenge in the chat.
What?
Jody says if Downton Abbey wins the box office, Ryan has to dress up as Carson.
Is that a character?
I'm guessing.
Are you talking about Carson Daly? Because I can dress up as Carson Daly, but I don't know about. Let's see, Carson Downton Abbey. I mean, they had the costumes back in Delaware. Where I was from. Oh my gosh, a butler!
Wow.
You want me to dress up as a butler?
Oh man,
bow tie! I don't even own a bow tie.
Oh man, well, you know, I mean, I feel like I'll
wear a suit
as the guest. You know, and you're so pumped about Rambo.
I'll wear a suit.
I feel like we should bet on Rambo just to honor you.
Maybe I have a side bet
like
with this guy
just
in the chat too.
Ad Astra vote in. So
so that broke the tie.
Broke the tie. It's Ad Astra.
It's Ad Astra. All right, I've seen this film.
Okay.
All right.
That's the one we're voting on?
We're both, yeah, like we're voting on Ad Astra, Ryan.
Okay, there I'll have a go. Side bet with this guy, though.
Brad Pitt, Tommy Lee Jones, right. Donald Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay.
Space thriller.
Yeah, I got my number.
All right. Ooh, look at that. Not much contemplation. I like it.
He's the butler. I see you. I love how everyone's like, just vote on Astra. I'm like, guys, right. Rocky. I mean, I just said Rocky. See, they're meshing. They're meshing, man.
And all right. So so as always, folks, first time doing the box office bet with us. We're all going to bet, put our number down for what we think the opening box office total will be on the film that you have chosen in the chat. In this case, Ad Astra. Person that's closest is going to be like Ryan this week, basking in the glow of victory. The loser will have to be like me, who went and saw Hustlers, and I'll tell you all about it. So, yes. So this is it's kind of a throwaway for me. I've already seen Ad Astra.
Okay.
I have thoughts about it, but I'll share them. Share them next week.
Please do. All of them are Ad Astra. Everyone's like, just vote Ad Astra. Okay, fine. We'll vote Ad Astra.
All right.
I got mine typed up.
Bree, do you have yours?
Yep.
All right.
I want to hear Bree's.
Here we go. Enter. I'm going to type in this real quick. I just wanted to compare it to this.
The
film.
Butler.
All right.
I can pull it off.
Here we go. I'm going to go. Yeah. All right. I got my number. All right, Bree, kick us off.
I'm going to go 21.6.
Love it. 21.6. 21.6 for Bree. 21.
She's making me second guess myself.
All right, Ryan, what do you got, sir?
I got 37.4.
37. All right.
Point
I like
four.
It. I like it. I was the only one that went with round numbers this week, but I stayed really close to Ryan this time. $38 million for this. 38. So, Ryan, very close. You got to just relax in the comfort.
Gosh.
There you go. So 38.
But if it makes any more, you got it.
That's right. All right,
Brad
folks.
Pitt. That's a lot of factors going against us.
Brad Pitt in space. And they shoot guns, laser guns at each other.
And if I lose, I will dress up as the butler.
All right. Because we're wrapping up here real quick, just give me a number right now. What do you think Rambo does next week at the box office? Give me a number.
I'm betting 23.
All right. 23. I'm going to write that down just so we have that. Folks, thanks for joining us here on this episode of Box Office Breakdown. As always, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you, everybody, for hopping in the chat, sharing your thoughts as well. We couldn't do the show without you. But if you want to stay in touch with any of us, even after the show's over, Bree, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Bree, B-R-I, underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S, on Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you, Bree. You can find me at Ryan Nilsen, N-I-L-S-E-N, underscore. That's at Ryan Nilsen, underscore, Frank.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. You know, I'm going to go 18 for Rambo. I'm going to go 18. I'll just throw it there just for that.
See,
a little bonus.
Everyone underestimates Rambo, and you know what happens when that happens?
That's it. Yeah,
they get an arrow.
That's right. Folks, that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. We'll see you back here next Sunday night. Until then, go see some movies.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.